Because of the impact of the coronavirus on our lives, I am unable to visit craft breweries. Subsequently, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features from the last 6 years. This is an earlier Craft Beer on the Bay from April 29th, 2016, featuring Waverly Brewing. About a month ago, I was at Pappas Sports Bar in Cockeysville for the release of Pappas Pale Ale, a wonderful pale ale brewed by Waverly Brewing in Hamden. While I was there, I had the chance to spend some time with Roy Fisher and Greg McGrath, two of the brewers at Waverly. We talked about getting together at the brewery so that I could let all of Maryland in on a little secret. Waverly Brewing is the real deal. So this week, Roy Fisher, Greg McGrath, and I met at the brewery and talked about the start of Waverly Brewing. Here's head brewer, Roy Fisher.
Amazingly enough, for about 20 years, I was a home brewer, and I've always read stories about how difficult it was to transition to going pro, but it was really an eye-opener. My partner and other brewer, Greg, had worked in four other breweries around Baltimore. So it was kind of like home brewing meets the big world of pro brewing. And Greg had that experience and, well, just completely opened my eyes. You know, Greg's been great. He loves that we are able to experiment with new flavors. We just put out an oyster stout, which is kind of an audacious style to even offer. And people are still surprised that there's actual oysters in the beer.
Moving from a home brewer making 10-gallon batches to a 5-barrel brewing system, or 200 gallons, is quite a leap. But under Roy and Greg's care, Waverly is making amazing craft beer. I asked Roy to describe a beer that was partially inspired by the old Baltimore TV show, Captain Chesapeake.
So this is Captain C, our flagship IPA. It is an American IPA, about close to 7% ABV. And it is made with 100% Centennial hops, which some people say are Cascade on steroids. It's got a lot of grapefruit notes. It's got a little bit of pine. And we try and balance it so it's not over bitter, but it's enough that you can smell the hops and the aroma, and enough that you can taste the hops along with the malt background. So it's a pretty balanced IPA, but we wanted to keep it all American, and there's a little sea salt added in there for a little secret ingredient trivia.
Waverly has been open about 6 months. The concept is straightforward: a brewery in the back and an inviting, comfortable, and sizable tap room in the front. The tap room is made primarily from recycled and reclaimed materials and features art, antique collectibles, old magazine ads, photos, handmade furniture, and lots of places to sit around and spend an easy afternoon or evening. Put Waverly Brewing on your list of places to go, and their beer on your list of great craft beer to drink. Cheers. You have just listened to a previously aired Craft Beer on the Bay from April 29th, 2016. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.